So that's in the long ago. That's 13 years ago. No, yeah, yeah. 13 years ago. My God, I'm getting old. All right. We had the groundbreaking of the Jernigan Institute in Baltimore. How many of you were there? Gave a list of projects that we expected to take on as part of the Jernigan Institute. We hadn't named it the Jernigan Institute then, but we were calling it the National Research and Training Center on Blindness or something like that. And one of those projects was a reading machine that you could hold in your hand.
Yay. Oh yeah, there's going to be noise to getting people seated.
Folks in the back, if you could take your seats quietly, appreciate it.
That's difficult. So blind people need to ask about seats.
Okay, we'll resume. So we said one of the projects would be a reading machine that you could hold in your hand. Now, that was based on the prediction by Ray Kurzweil that he made on that day. This was October 20, I think, 2001. And he said, he said, I think the time is coming that we can have a reading machine you can hold in your hand. And he said, but we're not quite there yet. The technology, the miniature computing technology that would make this possible doesn't exist yet. Dr. Maurer said to him, well, how long do you think it's going to take before that technology does exist? And he said, well, you know, about 4 years. And he was right. He was right on. In fact, he was probably a little bit ambitious. As I remember, it took about 6 months longer than he predicted. But when we started the project to build the world's first handheld reading machine, we had to start designing the software before the hardware existed. Imagine that. You couldn't even run it. And it's only 13 years ago. And lo and behold, miniature computer technology, the PDAs, became available, and very small digital cameras became available. And in 2006, we were able to announce, to release, the world's first handheld reading machine. Now it was a kind of a kludgy-looking thing, but it had a small digital camera and a PDA hooked together in a case, and by George, you would snap a picture and it would read. I met Ray Kurzweil in 1975 when he came into the NFB's office in Washington, said he had invented a reading machine, and I said, well, that's nice. He said, no, he really had, and when I first saw it, it was a rack of computer gear along a whole wall. By the time it became a consumer product a couple of years later, it was about the size of a dishwasher. Yes. And it was called the Kurzweil Reading Machine, and it would read to you. You would scan a page, and about a minute later, it would start to speak text in a kind of a strange voice. But it did work. It was the world's first reading machine. So imagine now we're talking 2001 to 2006. We're making it into a handheld device. As soon as the handheld technology became available that you could do this. In the meantime, it became software that ran on desktop computers and laptops and so forth that have a scanner, and that's called the Kurzweil 1000. To market and distribute the portable technology, we created a company with Ray Kurzweil, and Heinwin Lee and I are here today representing our company. K stands for Kurzweil, NFB stands for all of us. And so it's KNFB Reading Technology. And yeah. So, we created this company in late 2005, and by gosh darn, we're still alive. Now, for a tech startup, this, in the times of the economy we've had, right, this is not easy. Mm-hmm. But we are still alive, and to prove it, we're going to be unveiling an app. Now, in case you think I'm going to answer that question in this meeting, you will be disappointed. It's not that I don't know the answer, it's that you don't know the answer. But the answer will be unveiled to you over time. Before you leave this week, the answer will be unveiled to you. And you won't really need to save your money to buy this app. But I do want to tell you, you know, in the app world, it used to be, and it still very largely is in the app world, there are a lot of, well, there's a bunch of free apps. This will not be free.
No.
and they're... there are a lot of apps that are under $10. This will not be under $10.
No.
But the app is not trivial. And so the price won't be trivial, but it won't be much higher than some of your bar bills were last night.
So, that works.
That gives the range.
That's all I'm going to say about the price.
That's cute.
But, you know, we with the App Store, we Apple gets 30%, so we'll start there. But we cut out all of the dealers and the infrastructure and things like that. So it does make it more economical for a consumer to have this, and you know, there are apps that were designed over the years. We've worked ever since the iPhone came out and VoiceOver became available. At KNFB, obviously, we wanted to be on the iPhone. That's pretty fundamental because everybody has one, and it's, you start out with accessibility. Imagine when we first came out on a cell phone, N82. How many of you still have the N82?
In my drawer.
you don't use it for a phone anymore, do you?
No.
Some of you use it as a paperweight. But I'll tell you what. I think, without patting ourselves on the back too much, I think the N82, our software, KNFB Reader, running on the Nokia N82, set the gold standard for really high quality OCR, character recognition, and good text-to-speech results running on a small handheld device.
Yeah.
I think it set the gold standard. And nobody's ever been able to beat that. And so when the iPhone became a prospect that we would obviously want to be on, We didn't want to provide something with lesser